The Gemara says, "Salka daita chiminuch." I would have thought to say that kizochulu rachmona li Yisrael tiyistluhu lishcha. That when did the Torah say that you're allowed to use the melech for your own private kabonis? From Mishal Tzibor, that's only Yisrael. Why? Because he has a lishcha. Rashi says that means kloimar shem nostim ashkolim belishcha, because they give the shkolim into the lishcha. So since they pay for the melech, therefore the Torah gives them a right to use the melech of the kochim for their kabonis. But I would have thought to say lekahanim, but to the kahanim, the last lo lishcha, they don't have any chiyuv to give the masa shekel according to Ben Bukhari. They're not mechuyev to give it. If so, maybe lezochul rachmona, maybe the Torah did not give a right for the kahanim to use the salt. So kamashmulon, that's the chiddush, that even though the kahanim have no chiyuv to pay the shkolim, they have no chiyuv to pay for the melech, still when it comes to use their kabonis, they're allowed to salt their kabonis with the melech from kochim. Now the Gemara says, v'yetzin dipshitalei letana to Mishal Tzibor. That's it's so posh as the Tana before, that all the eitzim, the wood that's brought for your kabonis, comes Mishal Tzibor, and the bailam of the korban does not have to bring his own wood. For the Gemara, how do we know this from? How do you know it's so simple? The Tanya, because we learn like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say, hoy maharei elai oilo, if somebody says he has a chiv to bring korban oilo, I would have thought to say, yavoy eitzim mitech beisoy, maybe he should bring wood from his own house. He should bring wood by private wood for the korban. Kederach she may be nesachim mitech beisoy. The same way when he has to bring the sochim, the yayin, he brings it from his own house. So maybe eitzim also, you have to bring your own private eitzim. This is what says Talmud Lemino. The pasuk says, alu eitzim asher alu eish, ha-asher alam mizbeach. Says the wood that's on top of the fire, it's on top of the mizbeach. So the vidashin like this, ma mizbeach, mishel tzibur, just like the mizbeach, you don't have to make your own private mizbeach. You use the mizbeach, shel tzibur. So I tell you, have eitzim also, v'yesh mishel tzibur. Who are in the eitzim, the wood, and the fire, he also comes with shel tzibur. Divrei Reb Elezer, Rebbe Shimon. These are the words of Reb Elezer, Rebbe Shimon. Now Reb Elezer ben Shmua Eimer, Reb Elezer ben Shmua says, though like this, ma mizbeach shloi nishtamash by hedjit, just like mizbeach shloi nishtamash by hedjit, means hedjit did not touch it, did not make it, is af eitzim, the same thing, the wood, p'h, shloi nishtamash by hedjit, has to be wood, or fire that was not made by a hedjit. Meaning, it started out to be from Hegdish. So that's how you know Eitzim comes from Mishal Hegdish, and not that you bring it from your own. Versus my B'nai, what's the difference between the two of them? The difference would be, Charati, if you have new wood that was not used yet by a person, by Chulin. So if so, that would be Nafkimina, Shadayin lo nishtamash ben Aaron, he didn't use it yet. So that would be Chap Nafkimina, could use this for Kochim, not privately new wood. Gemara says, "V'atika loy, is it true what you're saying that old wood he cannot use for burning on the mizbeach?" I will see it says a pasuk in Shmuel, "V'ayoyimar roin el David." Aaron said to David, "Yikach v'yal adoni yemelach hatoy b'yenov. Go take the good in your eyes. Rei ha'boker loylo. Use the boker for korban loylo. V'amorigin okli ha'boker li'etzim, and use these kelim to be wood for to burn on the mizbeach." So here we see you're allowed to use kelim, even kelim wood that was used already for chulin, still you're allowed to use it now on the mizbeach. So Mor says, no, here we're talking about new kelim that was never used yet. If so, my marigim, what is the word, what does marigim mean? So amarula mitar shotarbal. It means this type of a bed of a tarbal. Now the Gemara asks the question, my mitar shotarbal, what is that? We have Yehuda, ez of the kukasa. It's an ez of the kukasa, so Rashi says, Eiz shel barzel, nois nolav lachvidoi. That's what you put like a metal goat, you put on top of it to hold it down. And the Mora said, the doshu b'dishtoi, that you use this like this metal, the big piece of metal, looks like a goat that has hooks on it, they use it to thresh with it. So that's what we're talking about, but it could be Mariga means a new one that was not used yet. Omer Reb Yosef Micro, where's the pasuk for this? But it says, Hine samtich lemarig, choritz, Chodesh Baba Piyos, a Chodesh Horim. Smash Mullah Murig means something that you use sharp to thresh with. That's the posit that he made something with the Murig, has sharp teeth on it, that you could thresh the mountains with it. So Kit says, no proof, it could be here this wood was Charati, new wood that was not used yet by Bnei Yodam, therefore it's fit for the Mizbeach. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? Nisarev Kuntso
to koim mitzchaverto. Let's say the kmitza from one mincha got mixed up with the kmitza from another mincha. Or else the minchas kahanim. Let's say the kmitza from one mincha got mixed up with bechlal a minchas kain, that the whole thing is burnt. Or else the minchas kain hamashiach got mixed up with the mincha from a kain gadol, that also is kula kol, the whole thing is burnt. Minchas kain gadol means the minchas chavitim that kain gadol brings every day. Or else the minchas nesachim. Mincha v'nesachim means the mincha comes with a korbin, and all these menachas are kula, the whole thing is burnt. So lachar is ksheira, that all you have to do is just burn it all on top of the mizbeach, and it's all kosher. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says, b'minchas kohen ha-mashiach, if it's a kohen gadol's mincha that he brings every day, the minchas kavitim, or minchas nesachim psula. Over here, if your kmitza fell into one of these two, it's psula. Why is your kmitza possible? Shezu b'lilasa ova, a regular mincha that you made a kmitza from, it's ova means a stick. Meaning that you only put one lug of shemen in a regular mincha, minchas nedova, and bezul b'lilasa raka. Here a minchas kain mashiach, a minchas tasochin, you used to put three lugim of shemen into the mincha. Therefore it's very raka. And therefore it's like one is mevatel the other one, like we'll see in the Gemara. And therefore v'hein boiloi zu mizu, one absorbs from the other one. Therefore the shemen from the mincha comes into the other mincha, and it becomes bottle there. So therefore the mincha is tzula. Now the Gemara says, Tanan hosam, we learned the Gemara in Zvochim, Gemara in Chulin, dam, shenesarav b'mayim, if blood of kochim got mixed up with water. So it depends. Im yesh b'maris dam, if this water still has the color of blood to it, kosher, still kosher for zrika, it's not bottled the shame dam. What's going to be nesarav b'yayin? Let's say the dam kochim got mixed up with wine, so you can't tell by the color, it both looks red. So here, royin oisim, you have to check it out. Kilu umayim, you have to look as if it's water. As if this yayin is water. And if it would still look like a dam, then it's still kosher. Nesarav b'dam b'hema, oi b'dam chaya. Let's say the dam kochim got mixed up with the regular dam chum, or dam b'chaya. Is again, royin oisim, kilu umayim, you have to look as if this blood now is water. And again, if this regular dam would still have a color of blood there, then it's kosher. We have Yehudu Aymeno, ein dam about the dam. Even if a little bit of dam kochim falls into dam behema, even though if it would have been water, it would not be nikkaret yah, it's blood, still it's not bottle, because ain dam avato dam, it's like min b'minoi, it's not avato one the other. It's still called, you have dam kochim here, if you make a zrika with this, you're yotza the korban. Omer Reb Yechon Mirchanan says, u'shnei mikrecha dosho, both Reb Yudin and the Tanakama, that's the shal is dam avato dam, both are dashed in the same posik. The Pasuk says, by Kohen Gadol, by Yom Kippur, for lo kach midam ha-paro midam ha-soyer, the Kohen Gadol had to take the dam of the paro and the dam ha-soyer, mix it together. Now, how do you do? Everybody knows, she'edom isho paro rubi midam isho soyer, that a paro, a big bull, has much more dam than a simple soyer, a simple goat. So, still, it's not bottle. So that's the right of Yudah, ain't dam avato dam.